are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Today's episode is about astrology, but more importantly, sextrology. And who better to talk to than an astrosexologist? The tips you're going to learn here today can help you in any romantic relationship. So if you're married or dating, see how his zodiac sign, or hers, can work for you in the bedroom. If you've ever wanted to know which sign is going to pre-ejaculate, this episode is for you. Okay, so guys, we're so excited to have on the show.
Like, this may be my favorite thing so far.
So first of all, I just want to make sure I'm even saying it right. Kiki, you're an astrosexologist?
Okay, so an astrosexologist is like when you have a doctor and there's like a specialist and stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm an astrologer, but I have a specialty in love and sex and romance.
Clap it up for Kiki.
I'm here for the sex and the sign.
Yeah, you are literally everything Tracy and I are obsessed with combined.
Yeah, in one person.
Oh my God, awesome. What signs are you?
We're Scorpios.
We're both evil Scorpios. We're so sorry.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm a Scorpio also.
So no!
Wow. Oh my God. You guys,
there's like an alignment going on right now.
I already apologize for this show and how this is about to go.
Oh my God.
There's like a tsunami on Mars right now.
Yeah.
What
the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, three Scorpios. And I love Scorpio and Scorpio combos as far as like people who are Scorpio partners and work together.
Okay, this was definitely one of my questions for you. This was like my biggest question is that like, do signs... one, have a better relationship when they're the same, or two, have better sex when they're the same. I have never fucked a Scorpio in my life.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
No, and well, I'm dying to. Like, I'm about to put out Scorpio, like a fucking application. I need to know if you're as good as I am. Like, I need to know.
It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss with like Scorpios. It's just like they can be awesome or they can just suck highly.
Whoa.
But, you know, they usually have a very nice sized cock. So you have to just kind of like, you know.
Well, I am dick spoiled, so.
So with astrology, there's a lot more than just the sun sign. There's also your rising sign, your moon sign, the planets. So everyone's made up of a lot of signs. It's not just your sun sign.
I am a Virgo moon and a Capricorn rising.
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. You must be, it's like, you're very critical.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody.
It's like you could really like dissect the man down to like your
dick. I do. It scares
like
the shit out of them.
Even before you even go out with them.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I like hardcore interview them to the point where they don't know that they're being interviewed in text to even see if I'm going to meet up with them. And then I put them through a kissing test to see if they're going to ever meet me a second time.
See, that's like the curse of the Scorpio also is just like, you know, we investigate to the point where it's just like we go deeper sometimes than the actual subject matter needs.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And we make things a lot deeper than they actually are. And some people are just not worth, like, you know, going into those questions with. And also when you play mind games, it's just like, oh, you're setting up, like, a bad foundation.
Kiki, what you kind of, like, specialize in and what you – I think this is so interesting is that, like, you believe that based on a man's sign, like, we can not only, like, make them fall in love with us, like, please them sexually. Like, once we understand their – zodiac, like where they are in space.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I love this so much.
Like, I don't feel like you could make them fall in love with you. You could just enhance what's already there.
Yes, I love that.
So it's just like, yeah, astrology doesn't make miracles, but it enhances magic that is there.
Whoa, I love that. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. So like, okay, so for example, like my husband's a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something I should be doing to excite
him?
Like
what does he look? What is he like those like hardcore blowjobs?
Like if you're looking for specific like tips right now, like Sagittarians love spontaneity.
Whoa.
And they love outdoor sex.
Oh my God.
Is that true, Jess?
So
I don't know.
You've never had outdoor sex with Denny?
I guess we have, yeah.
Okay. But I was gonna say get off this right now and go fuck your man outside.
You
need to go hiking. It's just like they like action. They like, you know, they're the sign of spontaneity. So it's just like catching them off guard, like doing something a little bad that just appeals to them because they're a fire sign and they're a masculine fire sign on top of that. And then the sign of independence and And they love just, you know, being one with nature and feeling like they're having a spiritual time, because, you know, it's like having sex outside becomes that natural spiritual like connection to the sex too for them. So it's like everything around them just kind of, you know, becomes so much more exciting and passionate for them.
This,
so I think that's something.
Genius, because you're taking pretty much their sign and what they're
and using
into.
It against them. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. I love
it's,
this.
It's genius. It's
Can
genius.
I ask you a question? What would you tell men who want women Scorpio? Like what would men should know about us? Like the three of us.
Oh my God. I feel like if I want to be naughty.
Sure. Yeah.
I could say occasionally act like you don't give a shit, but I guess you could say that for any sign to do that to
a man. Yes.
Interest a woman. But for Scorpios, it's just like, I think that we get off on like being told secrets about them and knowing things about them that they feel like they can't tell anybody else.
I love that shit.
When I talk to a guy, I'm always like, tell me something that nobody else knows. Always.
Yeah. Cause it's like,
or like, tell me a fantasy that you want that you've never told anybody else. Cause I love that shit.
Yeah. Or you just like bring it up more slyly, where they just kind of lead you into that kind of like forbidden zone where they feel like they're opening up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Scorpios love to have that kind of
control.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, it's like the bond and that, like, you know, that trust where you feel like, it's like this world is so cruel, but I've got you. I get you. Mm-hmm. It's like they want to have that connection with like the man that they're with. Mm-hmm. So I think that, like, yeah, the sharing of the secrets and being told things that nobody else knows, that's something that excites us.
So, okay, what about, what signs, can we go through some signs that you think not us Scorpios,
not
we
can talk,
let's
us.
Be a little more broad here, but like what signs have the most sexual tension? You know, I want our listeners to know what they should be looking for in a
Zodiac
not
like
mate.
Not like most compatible, like in relationships, but like the sexual tension. Like, is it like Gemini and Leo who like can't get enough of each other, or like will spark that fire instantly? Like, who's one night stand?
Well, it's like whatever sign you're opposite of, which is like just count six signs over. So okay, so I'm gonna go through all the zodiacs.
Yes,
right now.
Do it. Yes,
and so. Okay, so with astrology, it starts with spring. That's the beginning of our year. So it's not actually based on constellations. It's more based on, you know, seasonal type of things. So mm-hmm. Aries is the beginning of spring, and it's the first sign of the zodiac. So they tend to be like super macho types. They tend to be a little shorter too. And
shorter
I also
in
think
height?
They're more stout little characters, you know? Like, okay. Tauruses also have that kind of like stout look, but they tend to be a little more like bearish and I guess like
rugged.
Aries has a more kind of like it's like they could be stout but like more taut, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, so it's like a progression of signs. So Aries is the first sign. They like to be first. They also are like the type of men that like to be, they're generally the first ones married in their group type of thing. And they like everything to be new, and they also are the sign of war, so they do like to be combative. Mm-hmm. And like
makeup sex.
Makeup sex, that is their best sex.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem also with them is, you were saying before, which sign would have the most problem with premature ejaculation? It would be Aries.
Wow.
Because they're the first sign, they have the personality of just like being 2 feet ahead of themselves all the time. Yeah. So sometimes they get a little more excited than they know what to do with.
Classic.
Okay.
And then after that is Taurus, which is an earth sign.
Wait, so sorry, while we're on Aries, so the Aries man, to please him, would be to what do we say?
Definitely start a fight with him.
Start a fight with him. Argue with him, right?
It's like the makeup sex is, going to
perfect.
Be
perfect. Love it.
Like where,
writing this down. BRB.
He likes to have that whole like chivalry, you know, warrior type
of
thing.
Okay, everybody fight with your Aries man tonight.
Yeah. Bomb sex.
Taurus guy, he is sensual. He wants to be massaged. He wants to be fed. He wants to just do the same stuff.
Barf, this is my son.
Night. They just like their comfort zone.
Okay.
And they're all about discomfort. They like affection. They're very cuddly, you know. So the sex with them tends to be more of like a full body experience.
I'm here for
that. But the problem with them is that they also like their routine. So if there's something that works for them, they tend to really stick to it.
Okay. So less spontaneity.
Yeah. And they're very earthy too. So they don't really like, you know, it's like missionary style is totally okay with them. You know, it's like they don't need to go crazy.
Easy to please.
Aries, yeah. Aries is like, you know, they want to bounce around. They want to do like 10 different positions, blah, blah, blah. Taurus, he knows what he wants. And he's got the stamina to do whatever for a long time, but you know, he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
All right, so a Taurus, I would like start off maybe with like a massage,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some candles, like just something very relaxing, and then just do his favorite things. Just,
you know what goes, like, what gets him? Do it.
All right.
It's like integrate food with the sex.
Wow. Like, you know, get your Taurus man tonight.
Like chocolate covered dick. He will be so excited. You know, things like that.
I'm having PTSD.
You know.
Okay.
It's just like, or you know what? Better put it on yourself so he gets the. Because, you know, you don't need to, you know, you could just give it to him normal style. He'll be fine.
Cool.
But
cool.
Like, yeah, so you could cover yourself in food and like you will love licking it off.
All right, girls.
Who's
get,
up next?
Get your Taurus man
Cancer.
And then the next sign after that is Gemini.
Oh, Gemini.
So that's like the beginning. It's like the end of spring. That person is like very material, likes to talk a lot, likes to, you know, gossip and try a bunch of little things. They like to know about everything. And they tend to be very boyish and very curious. And very like cutesy and like, you know, they're sly. So they like to have like I feel like they're sex. They're like the sign of the quickie. It's like they just kind of want it, get it done and go. Like Gemini always has like too many things to do.
Okay.
A quickie. So I like that. So he's the quickie man.
Sign of the quickie.
Sign of the quickie dicky.
And
got
you know,
it.
It's like I feel like they could be kind of sometimes inconsistent with their
performance
their ability. Yes, with their performance. Okay. So it's like, but you know, in a short situation where you don't have so much time to think about things, they can be focused.
All right.
Okay. So if you have
the focused quickie.
A Gemini man and you're making him drawn out sex, do it a little different tonight, ladies. Do it a little different tonight.
Give him some in the laundry room while the chicken nuggets are heating up.
Done.
And another thing that you could also do is like, because they like communication and things like that, it's just like dirty texts and like dirty things like that. Like
I know a Gemini
words,
like that.
Words like, you know, phone sex, things like that. Mm-hmm. That would appeal to them.
Okay.
Too.
So I could be like, I'd be texting my Gemini man, like, yeah, bang me in the laundry room tonight. See you there.
And
yeah.
He, because he's already getting off from the text, it'll be quicker.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Beautiful, Kiki. Love it.
Or send him like a picture of yourself, like a part of the picture. So you're teasing, but you don't give it all the way. And then by the time like the quickie comes, he can stay consistent for that quickie.
Excellent.
And he's gonna give it all he can.
Yes, he is.
Amazing.
Okay, so after that is Cancer. So that's a water sign, and it's ruled by the moon, and it's a very moody sign, a very like nurturing sign. And I feel like the men are Cancer men are kind of like lesbians.
Oh.
And they're like, you know, it's like you could feel like you're in a lesbian relationship when you're with a Cancer man.
My ex was Cancer.
It's like they're very nurturing. They want to just like hold you up and like, you know, keep it close. But then they also have this weird thing, Cancers. Like they're loving, they're nurturing. They want to just like, you know, be in your every, you know, every thought. But then they also can hold grudges for a long time. And I know Scorpios do. Mm-hmm. But Cancers hold grudges over petty things.
Mm.
Where I feel like, maybe just because I am a Scorpio, but I feel like Scorpios, we hold grudges for things that matter.
Yeah.
Substantial.
I feel like with Cancers, it's just like, you know.
Because they're, like, they're so emotional. They can't control it.
Yeah, they're so emotional. And they read things like they could read things completely incorrectly because they always feel like they have to protect themselves. You know, they're the side of the crab. It's the hard shell with the gushy inside.
Mm, whoa.
So
I do love, you know, crab, though.
crabs only walk sideways, which is the way that cancers communicate. They never say anything straight up front. It's always like sideways with them.
So how do we fuck one of these crabs?
You have to be just very nurturing and private.
Mommy issues. Just, got it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like they want to know about your family. They're like the sign that want, you know.
So you're going to do like a 50 first dates kind of thing before you sleep with him. Like let him get to know everything about you and then let him feel like he's like earned the right to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, have your family and things like that. Like those are the kind of things that like make him feel secure. Mm. And like as much as he feels secure is his like as open as he's gonna be in a relationship.
Okay.
Because like it's all about security with cancer.
With the cancer. Okay.
Yeah, because they're very defensive. Just
so do cancer men, are they not like maybe they're like not as much of a player of like as in as far as the signs?
I think all men are. I don't think there's a sign
like
for that.
They're playing in the way that like they're just like they're out with their guys, but they'll be the one that's like, you know, more in the corner. They're still hanging with a bunch of like barbarians, but they'll be the one in the corner as opposed to be the one that's like, you know, in your face.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Got it.
So yeah, the person that will be in your face is the next sign, which is Leo.
Okay.
Which is fire sign. And it's, you know, everyone knows about the Leo, the lion, and the one that likes to be the center of attention, the
king
performer,
of the jungle.
And, you know, they are all about
themselves.
You know, yes. And, you know, when you're in a relationship with them, it's their schedule that matters. It's their life that matters. So it's like you get absorbed into their life. They don't want to be, it's like they don't want to be the supporting cast in your movie. They want you to be the supporting cast for them to be the star.
I've never, ever, ever dated a
this
Leo.
Sounds like a blowjob sign. They might really enjoy a good blowjob.
Yeah, that's where I was getting
it's
those
like,
same vibes.
Do it somewhere that you might get caught. That's like, you know, that's something that would entice them because they love the idea of having an audience of some sort. But also, they're also like, they're the rulers of the back. So it's just like the old back massage move. It's just like that's the gateway to wanting to get
basically cater to him.
Cater, but like, you know, you be the star of your own show where they feel like they are getting like, you know, the equal.
Okay.
So I think there's that because, you know, it's like if you cater to them, then you're not showing that you are at their level.
Right.
Oh, okay. They need an equal. Got it. Understood.
So, yeah, they're very pompous, and so they need someone that they want to show off also. So with Leos, it's just like it's a production.
It's a production.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about some role play for a Leo? Would they like that?
They love that kind of stuff. I'm just like, I'm trying to think what I had in my book because I love my role playing ideas that I put in the book.
Oh, my God. Please tell us.
Wait, let me just like grab it and see here.
While she does that, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with more sexual secrets of the Zodiac.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morf.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work to see a doctor, sit in line at the pharmacy for your medications.
Apostrophe makes it so easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treatment immediately, and your medications are delivered right to your home.
I am all about that doing everything online life now. Like, if I could talk to a dermatologist online, why am I dragging my butt the store?
No, there's no reason. That's why apostrophe is like
take
the only thing you need.
Look at my skin, take a picture, ask me questions. We do the same thing in the doctor's office, and that's what Apostrophe does. You're going to fill out an online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history, snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you.
Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, even dark spots.
I mean, everything that you want in your skin, Apostrophe is there because it's an actual dermatologist. I mean, they can also be expensive. And Apostrophe is affordable.
And to get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/bad examples, just use our code BADEXAMPLES. This code is only available to our listeners, so it's exclusive.
That's Apostrophe, APOSTROPHE.com/bad examples. Use that code BAD EXAMPLES to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And thanks Apostrophe for sponsoring our podcast.
So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/bad examples and click begin visit and then use code BAD EXAMPLES at sign up and you'll earn $15 off your dermatology visit.
We love Apostrophe. Check them out.
Apostrophe.com/bad examples.
What'd you get at Curtsy Drag?
Okay, so I felt like my first time on it, I was like, oh, I don't know how it works. So I was like, let me just try it out. And I ordered like a bunch of sunglasses. And what I love about Curtsy is that the provider will message you and they'll be like, hey, sorry, like I just got your order out, so you should get it in a few days. Or like, here, I took a picture of your package, it's on its way out. And they'll like, hey, I hope get you love out. Your glasses. So like you're able to like interact with the person selling it.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. They all came in personalized packages and it was so nice.
Yeah. And think about it. Like what's cool about Curtsy is that the pieces are unique.
Yeah. I also got like I got a Yankee fitted.
Stop it.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it just happened to pop up and I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. So I was like, let me get that. But well, I just kept adding that. To
they
my have
court. All of like the popular brands. They've got Nike, Urban Outfitters, oh, Princess Polly, the best people,
part
Levi's.
But the best part about that is when you first sign up, you can kind of mark the stuff that you like.
Yes.
And then when you're shopping, you have the option to shop all of it. Or just my brands that you like.
Like you could just shop Lululemon leggings and just get those.
Just get those.
And the pricing is affordable. You're getting sick deals on Curtsy. I also love about Curtsy. Did you notice that it's literally just women's? I love that. With the Curtsy app, you get thrift store pricing delivered to your door. No need to sort through thousands of items that aren't your style or size. If you want a sustainable way to get Brandy, Urban, Champion, Lulu delivered directly to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order. Search for Curtsy in the App Store, spelled C-U-R-T-S-Y, and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order.
Again, you guys go check out Curtsy app and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best, the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Guys, we should tell you about her book.
Yeah, okay. So, babes, you guys could get it on Amazon. It's actually called The Celestial Sex Pots Handbook, Astrological Tips for Satisfying Seduction and Ultimate Love. So you're going to go on Amazon. You're going to order it Kindle. It's $9.99, paperback $17.99. These are bomb deals for such a book that will change your life.
Change your life.
It's a really cute cover. It's got the male and the female icons headed in different directions. Like just very
like you're going to learn
astrology. Like it's just so cute. Like it's got stars on it. It's a really, really cute book. It's cute for even like decorating like your, it's one of those like tabletop books you could put on your coffee table and it'd still be really cute. You know what I mean? So check that out. She got everything in there.
There's some really interesting tips in there that she's going to give us a little preview. We don't want to give the whole book away, okay. But we're going to, at the end of the episode, we're going to go through it. But yeah, but definitely tell us what you're thinking as far as.
So I found what I had for role playing for Leo. So some of the ideas was rock star and groupie.
Genius.
Movie producer and budding star on the casting couch.
Casting couch for
everybody Leo. Loves a good casting couch.
Brilliant.
Texas oil baron and stripper.
Another good one. So good.
Lion tamer and lion.
Of course, but of course.
So that was a few of the ideas. There's more, but I didn't give it all away, just yes. like you said.
That's great. That's great, Kiki. I love that. So, genius.
Yeah. So they're all about big action. They're the type that, you know, they will want to have a sex, you know, a sex video of themselves and like see what they look like.
Yeah, because they want to be the star. Got it. All right, cool. All
and
right.
then after that is Virgo, which is like the sign of the harvest. It's an earth sign. Everyone knows it as the virgin, but it's just pure. It doesn't mean that it's actually a virgin. It just means that it likes things more minimal and more direct. And they're also the sign of the server. So as far as getting them in the bedroom goes, they love to give, which is the great thing about Virgo. So it's like, don't shy away from the Virgo virgin aspect of it, because once they are in play, they really strive to please.
Ooh.
Yeah, Virgo's my moon sign, so that makes sense.
So when we're hooking up with a Virgo, we should let them kind of take control?
No, you should be blowing them.
They are like these know-it-all signs. So to know more, like to be able to keep, like to be able to reach them on an intellectual level, that's where it's happening for Virgo.
Okay.
So like let them step you through stuff like that they like talk to you?
And, or let them do something for you. They love to do things. They love being of service of some kind. So,
it's
like, if you need to get like your Wi-Fi rearranged, it's like, have them come and do it. And, you know, let them blather on about like how they are doing this and this and this and this stuff. And then like, you know, you get what you want and they get to feel like they were the hero.
Okay. So that's a great way to seduce one of these men, is to like maybe invite them over, like accidentally break something in your house, make them fix it, and then attack them.
Yeah, the router doesn't
work. Or just invite them over to be like, oh, I need someone to paint my living room.
Yeah.
Can you come over and help me paint my living room?
And then like, be naked.
Help by just like okay. helping by just like they come and do it all.
Amazing. Great. Love it.
Okay.
I can do this.
So after Virgo comes Libra, which is ruled by Venus. It's the seventh sign. It's a sign that rules marriage and partnership. And Leos love to be in relationships. So they tend to always be dating and being social. They're very much into being out and about. And
Libra?
I think of them as like, yeah, I think of them as like the hostess with the mostest kind of sign.
Mm.
It's like they're really great at, you know, catering to everybody in that cocktail party way.
Got it.
So a Libra man, would you think a Libra man would be easier to pin down if we're trying to date them?
No, because they it's like they love the image of things. And I don't necessarily know if they're a little like spacey. And I feel like with Libra men, the more assertive their partner can be with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's and to be a little more like the one that sets the rule, is it kind of works better with Libra.
Mm-hmm.
But Libra is also very you know, it's like they're very, there's an image consciousness with them. There's like they like culture. They're kind of like the James Bond of the sign too. It's like the suave gentleman type, you know. they like manners, and they like that whole like properness of things.
So but, are we like pretending we're innocent when we're banging a Libra?
No, I mean, it's just like, I don't necessarily think that they need to go deep, but they like to have fun and they like to be social and they like people that are hip on things and like know where to go, what to do type of thing.
Okay.
It's not necessarily like totally hipster, but they do like being like, you know, having like a refined lifestyle of some sort.
Okay. Mm. That's cool. All right.
So yeah. And they like partnerships. So it's just like, you know, with them, it's like, you might not get so much one-on-one time as you would with a Cancer, because Libras, they are social and they will like to hang out with people too. So your relationship might not just be you two. Kind of like Sagittarians, I think, too. They like to have a lot of people around.
Okay. So what's the best way to seduce a Libra? Take them, you know, just out and about, out on the town, and out in the town to all the cool spots?
Like,
get him in like the club.
Like a cool party or some kind of like, you know, cool social place. Like if you can, if your friends are having a party and you take them and, you know, kind of.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah, they're into that kind of thing.
All right, great.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
It's Scorpio.
Mm-hmm, I'm ready. I need to know. So, I need to know.
Scorpio is the eighth sign, the sign of sex and death and regeneration. And so all things begin and end with Scorpio. And they all say it's like the history books all say that it's also the oldest sign of the zodiac. Oh, so
that's interesting.
I love that.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly how that became about, but that's one of the facts that I have learned in my time. And so, yeah, we are the sign of sex. So that is why I feel like most Scorpios, a lot of Scorpios, it's just like if people get their astrological sign tattooed on them, most of the times it's Scorpios that do that kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like Cancers do it because it's the 6-9 and they like have some like fix about it. But Scorpios do it because we're like so fucking proud to be Scorpio.
Exactly. Because it's like everybody wants to be known as the sexy one.
But Kiki, the Scorpio man scares me though. They're like way too intense for me.
And I love it.
Really? Like, I mean, I feel like there's that intensity, but with that intensity comes that loyalty also.
Interesting.
Duh.
So it's like, you have to trade off for certain things because yes, they are the sign most, you know, most serial killers have been Scorpios, yeah. But it's like, there's also a genius in that too, you know, there's a genius in being a serial killer. So obviously, that kind of exemplifies what Scorpio is in kind of way.
I don't know but why I mean, the Scorpio man is just, I feel like I'm so intense and I feel like the man sign is like on another level of intense and I'm like, holy shit, they're just insane.
All right. So yeah, what I have to do to get a Scorpio man?
I think with a Scorpio, you just kind of have to have that good eye contact with them. And you just have to, it's like you have to connect in that ethereal way where you look at each other and there's just something that's like, without words, there's like a bond. And that's kind of how it starts with Scorpio, I feel. It's just there's something in the air with Scorpio and they have to feel sexually drawn to somebody.
I agree 1,000%.
And you can't really like make that happen. So that has to initially be there. And then once it's there, it could be great, or, you know, there's very immature Scorpios also that, you know, easily can put their foot in their mouth just by being like too Scorpio, like they're too, you know. But I think like the ones that are comfortable in their own skin, it's like they can be very focused and very intense and almost obsessive, but it's like a loyalty and an attention to detail that I don't think other signs really have.
Okay. So for a Scorpio man, a good way, like, is he like a really good hookup with a Scorpio man might be like making eye contact with him at the bar and like having a makeout scene.
Draw him in.
Yeah. And like, you know, they're Scorpio men are also, I think Scorpios in general, they're at their best one-on-one. So it's like wherever you find one, it's like taking them back to some place that's more secluded and quiet is where they're going to be at their best.
Okay.
They like privacy.
Okay.
So that's another thing with Scorpios. You can't kiss and tell with this sign. It's just like, it's like the loyalty that you get is, it comes with a bunch of rules. Cause you know, you guys are Scorpios also. It's just like, you know how loyal you are, but it's like that loyalty has to come, you know, with certain, like, you know,
stipulations.
Tests that you have to, you have to go through some hurdles before you get to that, like, juicy spot of having that ultimate loyalty from a Scorpio.
Amen. Amen,
but
Kiki.
Once you get there, it's worth it. And, you know, it's like, they're the sign that, like, are listening to what you're talking about when you say what you want for your birthday type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
They are the ones that will kind of like come up with those little special moments of like, you know, understanding and say those things or do something that like requires that level of listening that I think Scorpio does have.
Yeah, I think we're low-key romantic, but we don't want people to know that because we want people to think we're just like outwardly sexual and that's pretty much like what it is and intensity, but like really we like the little things.
Exactly, because it's just like we want that bond that's just unspoken, you know, that like I'm with you forever. It's like we are the most loyal sign out of the zodiac.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And then after Scorpio is Sagittarius, which is so different than Scorpio because Scorpios like to be so private. They like to be behind the scenes And like, you know, they like to have their control more like, you know, in the back. Where Sagittarians, they just kind of like love flying off the handle, just love seeing like what chances can happen. They're the sign of gambling and the sign of truth. So they're always just kind of like, and they're also the sign of optimism. So they could be a car wreck, but a really fun car wreck. They're always going to, I feel like they're always a good time, but sometimes like their recklessness can get a hold of them. But then on the other hand, they are so full of surprises too.
Okay. I like, this makes sense that like, it's funny that because they're so spontaneous, they love that. And then, you know, they're, of course they're the biggest gamblers. They like, that feeling of new and the unknown.
Yeah. They're also like the sign of international travel. And so they love like big, wide adventures. And Gemini is their opposite sign, and they are the ruler of like smaller adventures. So it's kind of like domestic travel versus international travel.
Oh, cool. That's a fun fact. Okay, great.
So after Sagittarius is Capricorn.
This is our producer.
It's like I love them now because like all of my nephews are Capricorn, so it's like I've seen them from the ground up grow up. So it's like they are the sign that is like fine wine. It's like they take time to open up. So it's like everyone kind of thinks they're prudish, or they tend to
be hard to get.
It's like they take time to open up, and if they take time, it's like fine wine. They need that time to age and to get better, because they could come across like in the beginning crass or just like immature, or just like, you know, the awkward. Not immature, I would say more awkward. There's an awkwardness with like Capricorns because they tend to be a little more serious than most people, I guess. And and they're very workaholic types.
That sounds like Alan.
So they're very much like, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and then like 2 + 2 = 4. And they're, you know, they like working in steps and going on a certain pattern and creating certain routines. And so those are things that are not generally like, you know, after you come off a sign like Sagittarius, you go into like something somber, like Capricorn, which is also the sign of the father. So it's the discipline sign. So it's just kind of like getting your ass smacked with reality with Capricorn.
Capricorn's my rising sign, and everything you just said made so much sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're also the sign of status.
How do we please a Capricorn?
Oh, it just takes time to please a Capricorn. It's just like, I mean, they like, I feel like Capricorns, they like things classy. It's like, you know, it's like you could be a mess behind the door, but like in public, you need to kind of save face and be proper. But Capricorns are also like those signs that they want to be whipped behind the door. You know, it's like they come, you know, it's like they can become like a CEO in the front. But then once they close the door, they're the ones that wants to wear like the leather.
Oh,
diaper.
Yeah. Rachel's definitely riding him like a pony around the apartment.
So, yeah, Capricorns is just like behind the scenes. They're total freaks. But, you know.
Oh, my God. OK, so our producer, we couldn't get him on the phone, but he like it's like, I don't believe in Zodiac, but this is literally
him. This is him. All very disciplined,
yeah, he's
very
a low
steps.
Key freak. And like his low father is like a priest. Like he's got father issues.
Yeah.
I think he's a pastor,
but he's like one of those rebellious pastor children that like do the opposite of like follow all what you're supposed to.
Alan is for sure all the things you just mentioned.
And his wife is an Aquarius.
Which is very cool because like Aquarians tend to be more quirky. They're like, you know, the eclectic sign of the zodiac.
I don't care what her sign is. She's Aquarius.
Yeah.
And they just like, you know, they're strange. They're not like the norm. They definitely like are the sign that like, you know, goes to their own drummer. And they tend to be intellectual about things. And they're better in group environments than on one-on-one.
That makes sense. So
but
like how
they're the sign of friendship, so they're very good with connecting people.
Oh my god, that's literally, this is like you're nailing their relationship. It's really weird.
Yeah, they're like the coolest relationship because like they have such a friend bond, but then like, you know, it gets freaky as fuck. Like when you see them, you're like, are they best friends, brother and sister, or like dating? We're not sure. But then
like when you like see them, see them, you're like, yeah, you're like, wow.
I just know they get their freak out.
I just know they're freaky as fuck. Yeah.
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 Which I think is
Aquarius,
more Alan.
Like, Alan's like,
Alan's dragging
Alan's
it out.
A big
out
guy.
Of her.
Like, he's like 6'3 and Rachel's like a little itty bitty thing.
He's like 200 pounds and she's like 87.
She's definitely whipping him.
Oh, yeah. Shit's going down.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I think it's because he forces her to do these things, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I think like any, it's like the thing with the Capricorn, it might take time for them to say what they want. Mm-hmm. But once they kind of say what they want, it's just like an Aquarius will always be up for a challenge as far as just like experimenting.
Are we sure she's Aquarius? Because this is sounding a lot like her and him.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know if she is or not. I think this is.
No, she is.
Oh, she is. Okay. Yeah. This is definitely. Oh. Definitely what they are.
Okay. And then the last sign is Pisces, which is the water sign, and it's symbolized by the fish going up and down. Yeah. Which means that they're either totally selfish or selfless.
Oh,
so
okay, so this makes
like,
great sense.
They're, yeah, so they're the sign that loves to play the martyr.
Oh
loves
my
to
god
play the victim,
like taking a bullet. Or, yep,
it's like they are so great because like they can feel you. And And having sex with Pisces is great because it almost feels masturbatory sometimes because they can just feel what you want and give it to you.
That's
and
true.
They're so like in tune emotionally, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're consistent. And they're also they're so up and down. They're very moody. They're also the sign that's most prone to being an alcoholic.
Oh,
like an addict?
Yeah, because they rule escapism. So it's just like, it's
what's
a
escapism
sign.
Where you just kind of just keep dodging every bullet?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like major daydreamer.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like they're a great sign for art, you know, for art, for healing. And Pisces, you know, it's a great sign for a lot of things. But I'm just like kind of like talking about like the pitfall, I guess, right now of the Pisces, which is that they can be a little airheady and they like to play victim and martyr, and they'll make you also be, you know, and they'll accuse you of being the victim or playing martyr.
Jesus.
But really, it's
well,
them.
Lord.
Yeah. So they're like head games and they, you know, they can be inconsistent. But if they're like the more evolved Pisces, the one that's like more like on the more solid path with themselves, then they're great.
I agree. The sex is good.
Yeah, the sex is, I mean, I haven't had sex with every single Pisces, but
oh,
the general consensus is that it's almost masturbatory how they can just kind of read feelings.
Kiki, my last question before I let you go.
Okay.
In your book, they're so baddies. Really check out her book. Some of the things, you know, that she talks about is, you know, how to get a man based on his astrological makeup. It's amazing. And one of the things she talks about, which I just have to ask because this is word for word, dump him with minimal scarring when he becomes a pain. I mean, it's literally
it's iconic.
It's an iconic line. How do we dump him with minimal scarring when he becomes a pain?
So I mean, I go through all the signs. So yeah, it's the A to Z of like every sign. So it's just like from the meeting part to the ending part. So it's like, if you don't want him, you want to kind of get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't want to like, okay, like if you're dating a Scorpio, constantly like want to be social and be around a lot of other people so they don't really get to spend like one-on-one time with you. That will kind of like set them off. I mean, this is not, I mean, I don't think these tips like are things for like really long-term relationships. These are more just like, you know.
Yeah, like you're talking to somebody.
You're having like a relationship with them after like a year or something. And you're just like, this isn't really working for me or something like that. Like with the Gemini, don't return their phone calls like promptly, like, you know, be a little off with your communications because that's kind of something that they always are very tied to in the relationship. So you're going to want to just do things that irritate each sign so they kind of get like more disenchanted with you.
Yeah.
So they move away from you and you could just be rid of them without having to feel guilty.
And guys, you need this book. Like, you need this book.
It's one of those that you talk about with your friends all the time.
It shows you
reference.
How to get a lover and then get rid of your lover.
Yeah.
It's what the book should be called.
It's like, I brought you in and I can take you the fuck out.
I end on like a positive sign with each one of like what they kind of leave behind that you kind of feel like, okay, that that was something good in the relationship that I could, you know, have in my memory book.
Amazing. Astrosexologist Kiki, the Celestial Sexpots Handbook, astrological tips for satisfying seduction and ultimate love. So scandalous.
Thank you very much.
This was amazing.
We adore you and we want to have you back on the show again. And we like, I just, you're amazing. This is, you're so
definitely
up me and Trey's alley. Like, we could talk to you all day, especially now that we know you're a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like next bonus time, if you want to give me like a couple of celebrities or whatever, if you want to know like their sex style, I could look it up.
Oh.
Or even like, you know, people that you might be interested to know what they're like.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and
thank you for having me.
For going through this. The baddies are gonna love you and they're gonna love this episode.
Oh my god. And I love that you guys are both Scorpios. That just kind of like makes everything better than ever.
I know. I'm like, I love that I didn't
tell you that. Yeah, that was great.
Well, it was a great surprise.
Yes. And guys, Kiki's so awesome. Like, she was like, do you have any pre-interview questions for me? And I'm like, nope. I'm like, what sign pre-ejaculates? What sign is a slut? Which sign fakes orgasms? And she doesn't bat an eyelash. Like, she's just, okay, let's do it.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, clap it up.
Amazing.
Kiki, truly. Thank you again for being on the show. And
great.
And yeah, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Love to, baddies, if you want to know what celebrities are like in bed, let us know on Instagram. What's your Instagram, Kiki? They're going to want to follow you.
At Astrosexologist, and it is just the way it sounds. Astro and Sexologist.
Amazing. Follow the baddest astrosexologist there is, Kiki. We love you, Kiki. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.
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 So pretty much what I've come away with is that you need to bang a Scorpio.
That's like all, it's like a goal for me. It's become
how
a goal.
Has it never happened?
I don't know. I think, to be completely honest, my energy is so aggressive as it is that I subconsciously go for people who aren't as aggressive because I like to like not dominate, but like I like to be in control in the beginning. Mm. And like I feel like another Scorpio likes that too. So it's almost like battle.
I'm literally thinking that we put this in your dating profile, like right now, strictly looking for a Scorpio just to like have a follow up episode.
I definitely am doing it. I'm going to do research for the show.
Yes.
I'm going to do
She's
research.
A team player.
Yeah.
She plays
I just need to know.
Yeah. I need to know as well.
I just don't know how it's never happened. It's weird to me.
I've been in a very close relationships, not sexual friendships with Scorpio men. Mm-hmm. And I like butt heads with them. Like I could never do it long term.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see how maybe physically it'd be good. Yeah. I just feel like I'm such a strong personality. I need someone that balances like.
Yeah. I mean, I like a little cross domination. Like,
oh, I know you do. It's not good for you.
I can't be in full control because that's who I walk all over.
Mm.
I need somebody to like balance me at the same time. Like, I don't know if I would be submissive to another Scorpio.
Mm.
I think maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I got to figure it out. I really do need to try it one day. Now I have all the time in the fucking world. You know what's the great thing about getting divorced and already having kids is? It doesn't matter now. Nothing matters. I already have my kids. I don't have to rush into any relationships. I could be single forever. I could be dating forever. I could not do anything. I could
just live your best life.
Just live my best life. It's crazy.
Fuck it. Why not?
That's what I'm doing.
I mean, it's in the stars.
Yeah.
Alan, cue some Barkley music. Let's call Alan really quick and tell him what Kiki told him. He's going to be like, hello?
He hates us. It's so funny. You could tell he's just totally fed up with us. You know?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Alan. We just wanted to tell you really quick what Kiki said about you.
Great.
The enthusiasm kills
me. She said that pretty much you're a low-key freak in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that Rachel is...
Rachel's Aquarius?
Aquarius, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they said that she's quirky. But she, what was it that she succumbs to like the Capricorn's dominance and like
pretty much that, like, pretty much she like, whips you in the bedroom
and like whatever you like done, she'll do.
She'll do it.
She whips me in the bedroom.
Like, if that's what you want, you ask for it, she'll be like, yeah, sure, whatever
she
you want.
She rides you like a pony with a horse and chain. Yeah. Is this true?
No.
I can't.
Like, for a second, you were like, sort of. Sort of on the right path
First of all, she didn't say that. Jessica came up with that part on her own.
I think when you hear it, you might.
We kept saying, like, wow, this is like totally
are you
them.
Recording right now, or are we just talking?
No, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we cannot be using this, but I think it's great.
No.
No, it's cool. I just, you know, I'm going to be nice while recording.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to get beat after.
Fired.
Jess is going to get her ass
I feel
beat.
Like when you're editing it and you're listening, you're going to be like, because, you know, Alan's very, like, weary of this stuff. And I just feel like when he listens, he might be like,
wow,
oh,
that is me, actually.
She's kind of spot on. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Maybe, yeah, maybe. Just maybe. I don't know. When we were listening to her, I was like, whoa. Like, she was nailing your relationship.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, this is really bad.
It, like,
I said,
even if, creeped me out.
Yeah. I was like, even if this, if she's not an Aquarius, she's now an Aquarius of how on point this is.
Yeah.
I'll make you a deal. As I'm editing it.
Record yourself.
As a host episode.
Wow.
I'll release a little small clip just to say if they were right or not.
Wow. Wow. Done. And if you, and if astrosexologist Kiki has changed your mind on the signs and love.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, on that note, baddies, we will see you when?
Next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye. That's my new way of saying bye. Bye. I hope you like it in season 5.
I don't love
try
it.
Try it. Just try it. Bye.
Bye.
Alan?
I don't love this.
I am with Alan. I don't love it.
Bye. Bye, baddies.
Bye, bitch.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Okay, she might have gotten some of the things right, but I definitely am not being ridden around my house like a pony. Jessica, I don't know where that came from, but yeah, she's pretty much there. I still don't believe in it, but she got some things right.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.